USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some students who go to a vigil for victims of a Colorado school shooting on Tuesday walk out of the vigil.
You already have my thoughts and prayers, but you deserve and should demand more.
Some of the students saying the event became political. The vigil at Highlands Ranch High School featuring remarks from Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado and Democratic Congressman Jason Crow. Crow saying,
"Please know, Highlands Ranch, that I stand with you and that change will come because we will not stop until it does."
Several students complaining they were being encouraged to talk more about gun control than about the victims who were killed and wounded on Tuesday. Chris Hughes, a Facebook co-founder, says CEO Mark Zuckerberg is not accountable, and the government should break up that social media giant. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The weekly jobless numbers are in. The Labor Department reporting 228,000 or so Americans filed first-time claims last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week, but above the 220,000 analysts had expected. President Trump says the U.S. and China came very close to reaching a trade agreement.
But they broke the deal!
So Trump telling a campaign rally in Florida last night he is still planning on raising tariffs against Chinese goods this week, unless the Chinese come to a deal by Friday. A top Chinese official is due in Washington today in an effort to make such a deal. The president also talking about the release of the Mueller report at that rally, telling the crowd,
2 years, almost $40 million. After 2 years, nothing. No collusion.
Assistant FBI Director Michael McGarrity telling lawmakers yesterday about 850 people are being investigated by the FBI as possible domestic terrorists. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The South Korean military says North Korea fired two short-range missiles today, the second weapons test in less than a week by the North. One missile reportedly flew 260 miles, the other about 170. Last Saturday, the North also fired several short-range missiles, the first weapons launch since 2017, and they now come amid the U.S. and North Korea's resumed tension, seemingly reaching a stalemate on denuclearization efforts. At the same time, though, a top American envoy is currently in South Korea for talks on how to get the nuclear negotiations back up and running. At least one person is dead as thunderstorms, hail, flooding, and tornadoes have been raking Texas and Oklahoma. A man was killed when rising floodwaters swept him away in Austin yesterday afternoon. And hail the size of baseballs again was pounding the western portions of Texas and Oklahoma. Heavy rain washing over the area earlier this week, leaving flooded streets in Houston as well as Fort Worth. And forecasters say that same fierce weather is threatening the region again today. And one person is dead and another being treated for injuries. In fact, two being treated for injuries after a shooting at a Florida mall last night. It happened in Fort Lauderdale. The shooter's in custody. The two injured people hospitalized. Again, one in critical condition. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.